We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We got to consider that.
It's embarrassing, but we are who we are. We're not a very good team, but we're 3-1 somehow, and we got all the voters fooled, thinking we're pretty good.
Jaworski Lane at 275 pounds showed a heck of a lot of athletic ability.
Let's talk some college football. John, we got coaching carousel news. We got championship week upon us. Still have some implications for the college football playoff. Where do you want to dive in first?
We'll start with the coaching carousel because it's been not as crazy as recent years, but you know, obviously a couple of major chips have fallen. I'd love to get your opinion on this in a second, but I thought that it was a great hire from Wisconsin to go ahead and scoop Fickell out of Cincinnati. And I think, you know, for better or for worse, it just always felt like the stars were aligning for one Matt Rhule to go to Nebraska. You felt like Nebraska wanted a guy who is a program builder. And I think Rhule is just way more comfortable at the college level. I know, and I think he's very cognizant of what he's stepping into there in Lincoln. His FaceTime on game day last week, just from the middle of some field with like the sun in his eyes, that showed me that he's ready for Lincoln primetime. That was some good stuff there. And I will comment just kind of like a more off the radar coaching move, but I liked Arizona State going ahead and scooping the offensive coordinator, one Kenny Dillingham, out of Oregon, grabbing him. I think that Arizona State was in desperate need of some fresh blood, a younger guy. They went ahead and did that. I think that Arizona is kind of in that second tier down. When you're talking about states with in-state talent, you know, obviously, you know, your California, Florida, Texas, Georgia of the world, that's its own tier. But I think Arizona is right there in that next group. So if they can, you know, not necessarily put the fence up because Arizona has kind of moved ahead of them after the year that they've had. But even still, I think that Dillingham when you know, we kind of come back to look at this coaching cycle, I think that's going to be coming out as one of the smarter hires from this 2022.
I'm just going to talk about Luke Fickell at Wisconsin. Hopefully you'll just cede the floor to me. I love this hire. I think that, you know, had they given the job to Jim Leonard, I would have been okay with it. I think everybody would have just been like, okay, that's fine. You know, that just keeps Wisconsin likely as a B-tier program in the Big Ten indefinitely. I don't think you have a ton of hope of making that leap, you know, toward joining Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and what I view as kind of the A tier in that conference. And obviously, you know, the elephant in the room is you have USC and UCLA joining this conference. I think USC immediately becomes a tier one program. UCLA, you probably just give them the B tier for now and kind of see what happens. But in order to have any chance to jump up to that A tier, and it's still relatively unlikely because Wisconsin is not Ohio State, it's not Michigan, it's not Penn State, it's not USC. I think they needed to bring in an outside hire, and truly this feels like about the best case scenario, right? If you can't lure Nick Saban away from Alabama, Luke Fickell feels like the absolute best case. One of those guys who, when that initial report came out that Wisconsin was quote unquote targeting Luke Fickell, you know, the group chat started going wild, and a lot of my friends are like, why would he even take this job? Like, is Wisconsin even a better job? Everybody thinks he's waiting maybe for Ohio State to eventually open up. So the fact that I think that Luke Fickell expressed interest in this job, I think kind of made it a quick decision for Wisconsin, right? I mean, like, if you have a chance to get somebody who's built that type of program, had more success at Cincinnati than Wisconsin has had at Wisconsin, I think you do it. So to me, it was somewhat of a no-brainer. I know there are a lot of people, you know, internally with the program, a lot of the players came out and said, you know, they were miffed that Jim Leonard didn't get a chance at this job. But it's not like Jim Leonard took over and the Badgers ran the table and are going to the Big Ten title. Like, they're coming off of a pretty depressing loss to Minnesota.
Yeah.
So I get that Jim Leonard was put in a tough spot. Ideally, you know, you give a coach several years to kind of get his guys in there, build the program. I understand all that. I just don't think that there was big picture college football landscape 5, 10, 15 years in the future. I don't know that Jim Leonard was going to be the guy who was ever going to give Wisconsin a chance to truly ascend in the way that Fickell can.
Right. It was disappointing the way the things played out with Leonard, and, you know, he's done so good by the Wisconsin program. He basically, the way I summed it up was he flubbed the audition. They were quick to give Paul Christ the axe, for lack of a better word. And, you know, Leonard just, like, it just never really clicked in there. And I know that he's a great Wisconsin man and everything, but Fickell is a sure thing as far as a head coach and the face of your program, great culture builder. I'm interested to see where he moves the fall camp to. He's famously done it in Indiana with the Cincinnati guys. I'm sure there'll be some town in northern Wisconsin for him to, you know, get the boys ready for the upcoming season. And, you know, you get to cook with the ingredients that Wisconsin has and in the surrounding areas. Don't have to worry about if so many of the factors rooting or working against you, as it were, when Fickell was coaching a group of five Cincinnati team. They're obviously moving to the Big 12. So love this hire for Wisconsin. And then my one last idle comment, this was me just kind of like lurking around on Twitter, but I see that Trent Dilfer gets hired by UAB. And Trent Dilfer has been a coach at, I believe, to be a fairly high-level high school in Tennessee, and done well there. And I think Dilfer can kind of be a good culture guy at UAB as well. But I did see a UAB fan bemoaning the hire and saying, I thought that you guys were telling us that we had Tom Herman coming, and now we get Dilfer. And it feels so cruel to like sell that type of dream to a UAB fan base. Like if you're a type of insider, it's like, yo, we can get this. So I just kind of had a diabolical thought about like getting really involved in like the Texas State message boards and kind of like floating the idea that like they are going to get Lincoln Riley and like coming up with all these fake parallels or connections that they have to Lincoln Riley. And it's like, oh, I thought we were getting Lincoln.
No dice. Tom Herman, by the way, accepted the FAU job.
I know. So I guess I was a little bit off base.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit. Are we going to see Deion Sanders coaching a Power Five program next year?
Yes. I would love to see him at Colorado. I think that would be a lot of fun. I think he could also do really well at USF, but you know, if he can get Travis Hunter to come to Jackson State, then, you know, who knows? I don't know if he's actually a great X's and O's coach. I don't know if anyone does, but I do know that he can get guys in the door. So there's absolutely something to be said for that. You just also kind of have to come to the realization that like you are absolutely a stepping stone. Like it's sort of like signing up for the Lane Kiffin experience, but at a different level.
All right, let's get to championship week bets, John. Utah, USC, that's the big headliner on Friday. K-State, TCU in the early window on Saturday. LSU, Georgia in the afternoon. Then we got the Big Ten and the ACC at night. What are your major leans this weekend?
All right, so I'll get through these quickly. I'll lead us off with the first game tomorrow night or Friday night. I like UTSA -8.5 in the Conference USA Championship. Meep, meep, go Runners. I like Utah to actually go ahead and spoil things potentially for USC and cover that spread. That I think is the biggest. That and K-State are the two games with the most potential chaos. I think Michigan, even with the Blake Corum news that he's going to be done for the year, I think that they absolutely pound Purdue into the ground pretty resoundingly. I think as far as the total in the SEC championship game, I think it's going to be a sloppy game. It's going to be low scoring. I don't think that LSU is going to move the ball at all. But I also am a little bit skeptical of the way that the Georgia offense is operating at the moment. So at 52.5, I'm going to take the under on that one. I will take the Frogs. All glory to the Hypnotoad, -2.5 against K-State. Roll Wave, -3.5 against UCF. And then if you have that certain itch to bet Sunbelt, keep an eye on whether Grayson McCall is back for Coastal Carolina, because I think they give Troy a run for their money if he is back. But if not, then I'm probably staying away.
Okay. I like it a lot. Looking forward to championship weekend. Very much looking forward to Utah-USC tomorrow night. Saturday is going to be just a smorgasbord. We got Wisconsin Marquette basketball going on Saturday as well. Yeah, we're going to have ourselves a nice little weekend here. And we'll leave it on this. Dakoldis Crawford has officially entered the transfer portal, John.
You know, he was a Scott Frost guy. I understand the loyalty to the Frost man. It hurts to see Dakoldis go. I think he had like one of the most like lucrative NIL deals, or certainly one of the most viral, going with that cooling company out in Nebraska. So tough to see him go. Not an impact player whatsoever this past year, though, unfortunately. No, so
not at all. But if you have a name like Dakoldis, people are going to be talking about it. And he's going to be a hot commodity in the portal. All right, man. Fun chatting with you as always. Best of luck this week.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.